A young man is silently crying in fear. No one to aid him, for nobody hears, except for an old man, a country apart. His father alone knows the pain in his heart. I know, my son, you are troubled today. You've journeyed too far and perhaps lost your way. You wonder if ever you'll find your way home. But as long as I breathe, you are never alone. However far you roam, or what you do, there always is one person who believes in you. It matters not the road you choose, for one thing you can never lose. You'll always be the light that shines within your father's eye.
I'm afraid there is insufficient evidence to charge you with any misconduct, Frankenstein. You may continue your studies here, but I strongly urge you to pursue a path that will not lead to further destruction.
Thank you, sir. Rest assured, I have no desire ever to return to science.
Life can be hard. It can break you in two. Each turn of the card can bring heartache anew. And even the strongest of men wither under its hand. But it sometimes can ease the pain to know that somewhere in this world there's someone who cares. One man understands.
I pray this letter reaches you, Victor. For you must return to us at once. Expect tears and sorrow upon your arrival. For our beloved William, your dear brother, is dead.
Though you may lose the world and all you've gained, your father will be there to share your every pain. Whether you have lost or won, forever you will be my son. You'll always be the light that shines within your father's eyes. Within your father's eyes.
And our fortune grows worse still, for it is believed that William was murdered by
Justine Moritz, William's governess and our faithful servant. She was found with a locket given to William. The locket used to strangle him with blood upon it. She protests her innocence, but she is not believed, for she claims to have seen
some kind of monster, a fiend from another world, the talk of a madwoman. Surely someone must know something that can explain this travesty. Victor!
It lives, and somehow has found us. The fiend that has haunted my nightmares.